Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sora, Malcolm, Basar, Rabbi Yitzchak. Mishnayos this week are sponsored by the Joanda family, commemorating the Artside of Mrs. Joanda's mother, Mota Rambas Yitzchak, as well. And we thank them for the donation. Today we're going to close out Masechta Tainis with the end of the fourth parak, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha, when we deal with the week of Tisha B'Av. A person can have his hair cut or launder his clothing, right? But when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, a person is allowed to launder the clothing on Thursday in honor of Shabbos. Now, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochol adam shnei tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, the last meal, Sudam Avsekes, a person shouldn't eat two cooked dishes, or even one, v'lo yochol basa v'lo yishta yayin, or even one dish that's meat, and drinking wine, unless it's Shabbos, of course, in which case we don't have no restrictions. Now, we already put this into effect on the 9 days. Svardim Manshua Shechalbo. But from the Mishnah's rules, we only have to do this starting when? We only have to start doing this when? On Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Yishana. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you just need to make a change. If usually three dishes, eat two. If you drink three cups of wine, have one less. Rav Yehuda Mechai B'Kviya Samita. On Tisha B'Av night, Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to turn the beds upside down. The Chachamim didn't agree. And the truth of the matter is, we don't paskin that way, but many have a minhag to do a drop less on Tisha B'Av night, to sleep a little closer to the ground. There is such a practice. I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said as follows, there were no greater days on the Jewish calendar than the 15th of Av, and on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we got our second chance. We got the Luchos Hashnios. And so it became a Yom Slicha Mechila for future generations. 15th of Av had a lot of different reasons. The Gemara identifies the fact that on this period in time, that was the time that the Jews realized that the Meisei Midbar, those who died in the Midbar, were no longer dying anymore. So they saw they also had second chances. Yeravam ben Nevat got rid of the guards that stopped people Yoram and Avot put up guards to prevent people from going up for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Well, Hosea got rid of the guards on the 15th of Av, right? After the massacre at Beitar, the Jews were allowed to be married in Beitar on the 15th day of Av. And when the Beis HaMikdash was when the Beis HaMikdash was functional, They stopped cutting wood for that particular year on the 15th of Av. And so therefore, they decided that that was a great day because there was more time in the day to learn. So the 15th of Av was considered a very wonderful day. And Bohem Benos Yushalayim Yotzos Bechlei Lav Amshulim. The Jewish girls would go outside and borrow clothing, Shalol Levaisis Mishaino, not to embarrass whoever didn't have the clothing. Now, Kol HaKelim Tu'unim Tevila, all the borrowed clothing needed to be brought to a mikveh because they may have been touched by the original owner when she was Anida. Benos Yushalayim, Yotos Vecholos Bekramim. The Benos Yushalayim would go dance in the vineyards. Umayya Omro, so what did they say? Bocher, Sonai Nechorei Mata Borolach. They would say, young man, look and see what are you choosing. Al Tinei Nechaminoi, don't look at just beauty, because Tinei Nechamin Mishpacha, beauty's fleeting, look at family. But if you didn't have beauty or a chash of a family, they would say, it's all foolishness, but look at Yerushalayim. Don't pay attention to the family or to beauty. Make your choice based on Yiras Hashem. It's a good thing for you. Now, V'cheinu Omer, we see a similar concept in regard to the joy of Yom Kippur. Sen Arena Benos Tzion B'Melech Shlomo Bo'atara Shetra Lo Imo B'Yom Chasunas B'Yom Simchas Libo. Go out and take a look to Benos Tzion et Shlomo HaMelech, who is wearing his crown on his wedding day. B'Yom Chasunas Zumatan Torah. That was Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Luchos HaShnios were given at that point in time. B'Yom Simchas Libo, and what's the day of the joy of his heart? That's the day of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Sheyibanu B'mheira V'Yameinu Amen, that should be built speedily in our days. Everyone have a wonderful day. With that, we close out Masechta Tainis, and we will start Masechta Megillah tomorrow. But in the meantime, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.